Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog.
I'm Phil. This week, we're talking about supporting the growth of the other person in your relationship. We've always held that one of the reasons our relationship works so well is that we respect the individuality of the other person. A core value and bedrock of our relationship is the commitment we share to supporting the growth of each other as individuals, apart and separate. We both have a strong desire to see each other develop and explore ourselves and our own path. We both clearly see that although we are thrilled to be sharing our lives together and intensely enjoy our mutual life, there is a separate life that each of us also has, one that needs its own fostering and nurturing. Our life abounds with examples of this. Maud has been spending time supporting her children by watching her grandchildren and staying over at their place to do so, often for days at a time. I'm very wrapped up in a phase of my own writing interests, and I need lots of private time to develop that. Maud follows her own spiritual practice and goes to meetings and events regularly that don't include me. I participate in several groups, including a long-standing bridge game that meets regularly and separately. I also do retreats to further self-enlightenment, and I'm contemplating another one soon. Maud is feeling a desire to connect with people and places of her earlier life, probably brought on by the recent deaths of two friends, and she's making a trip in the early fall for several weeks on her own. So these separations work for many reasons. 1. We both recognize the benefit of alone time. It allows us to remember, own, and feel our own identity. 2. We place no limit on what the other person does. We don't need to understand it or control it. 3. We are secure in our commitment to each other. We trust each other. We're open with each other. We know the attractions and strengths that make up the relationship, and that these remain unchanged by separation. 4. We support the growth of the other person. We get so much pleasure from seeing the other person thrive in the world. Lastly, 5. We recognize that crimping the style of the other person is the first step in making them uncomfortable, dissatisfied, limited by the relationship. A few dozen more steps in that direction, and a relationship is over. You need to feel secure within yourself as a person to let this happen. If what we describe makes you uncomfortable in any way, it's best to look inside at that discomfort rather than tamping it down by trying to limit your partner's behavior. Explore trust, commitment, expectations, and core values. That place of comfort comes from within you. All of these kinds of self-development and self-realization activities are balanced by the fact that we spend a goodly amount of time together, sharing our mutual interests and enjoying each other to the max. The knowledge that we both support each other in this way is both comforting and freeing. It creates a feeling of generosity and a feeling of calm that is hard to describe, yet so vital to a peaceful relationship. In fact, it generates peace. When you know that you are not going to be pressured to only do things with your partner, or only do things your partner also relates to and wants to participate in, you can blossom on your own as a full individual. You can feel comfortable to pursue your own path and know that it in no way threatens or disturbs your partner. This is a path that leads to both partners growing and supporting each other's growth to the fullest. It leads to a relationship filled with calm and joy. That's it for today. I hope you've got some interesting ideas from this. Go to our blog at philandmaud.com, where you'll find the entire text of this podcast, and you can follow us on our newsletter as well. It comes out weekly. So, talk to you next week.